previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Flysafair's Air's operating licence is again under scrutiny due to its foreign shareholding, posing a serious threat to its international routes. The airline has filed an urgent interdict against the International Air Services Licensing Council, which is investigating its ownership by ASL Holdings, which amounts to a possible 75% foreign ownership in the airline. Routes out of Johannesburg and Cape Town to Zimbabwe, Mauritius, Zanzibar and Namibia could all be in jeopardy, and if Air Link and Lyft had their way, domestic services would also be grounded. Strong online and food sales growth have underpinned Woolworths' performance so far in the second half of the year. Sales in its Dash business were up 54.4%, while online food sales were up 37%. Overall food sales up 12% attributed to increased consumer spending with lower interest rates. Not so in Australia, though, where the opposite of high living costs and interest rates saw sales increase by a modest 3.5%. Woolies up 4.5% at the close, but more pressure on resources saw the JSE end the session in the red. The all share in the top 40 down 0.4% to 84,771 and 76,638 respectively. Wall Street starting the week off positive, extending post-election gains with the Dow up 0.2% and the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq up 0.1%. London's FTSE closed up 0.5%. Asian markets mixed this morning. Tokyo up 0.5%, Sydney down 0.3%, and Hong Kong down 0.8%. Pressure on the rand continues. It's now at 17.93 to the dollar, 23.05 to pound sterling, and 19.09 to the euro. The euro softer at 106.98 to the greenback. Gold at $2,623, platinum at $967, Bitcoin at a new high of $87,886, and a barrel of Brent crude, $71.74.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.